Test 65, Section 3, Question 22. And here, we're just looking for what would strengthen the argument. It's saying it's most strongly supported if, which is assumed. So it's just saying what, if added, would make this argument better. So then what we get is it says, physicists claim that their system of careful peer review prevents scientific fraud in physics effectively. So peer review prevents fraud. But biologists claimed the same thing in their field 20 years ago, and they turned out to be wrong. Biologists said that, they were wrong. Since then, biologists have greatly enhanced their discipline safeguards against scientific fraud, thus preventing further major incidents. So they beefed up the security, haven't had any incidents. It would be conducive to progress in physics if physicists were to do that same thing. So it would help physics if they did the same thing. Now, there are a couple of major things here that I kind of noticed. So the first one is this, that it's an argument from comparison. So we're assuming that we can compare what happened in physics with what happened in, or what is happening in physics with what happened in biology. The second thing that comes into play here is that it's talking about progress in physics. Whereas all that happens is that we know from biology is that it prevented major incidents. So there's kind of that jump in terminology. If it said, thus it would help prevent incidents in physics, then that would be a little closer, but it's talking about progress. So that's the other kind of gap that I see. But we want anything that's going to say yes, some sort of comprehensive system or enhancing your safeguards will lead to progress or, you know, greater progress. So we look at our answers. A, major incidents of scientific fraud in a field or in a discipline are deleterious to the progress in that discipline. Now, this one, they're just kind of testing your knowledge of deleterious, but that does link up one of the gaps. And deleterious means hurtful, kind of taking away from, kind of same thing as delete. But if we add to that scientific fraud hurts progress, that would strengthen this argument because it links scientific fraud to progress, which is one of the gaps that we said. So let's look at, I like A a lot. B, very few incidents of even minor scientific fraud have occurred in biology over the last 20 years. Well, the thing there is that we actually are kind of already assuming that. So that doesn't really help because it said, thus preventing further major incidents. And we kind of already know that very few incidents of even minor. The minor doesn't really matter that much. It does say, yeah, it's worked, but we've already kind of got something about the incidence of fraud. No system of careful peer review is completely effective in preventing scientific fraud. Well, that's not really going to help our argument because it's saying no system is perfect, but that's not great. 20 years ago, the system of peer review in biology was less effective in preventing fraud than the system of peer review in physics is today. That actually would weaken this argument because it makes the two things not similar. And it says, look, physics today is already better than what biology was, so comparing the two is less useful. Then over the years, there have been relatively few, if any, major incidents of scientific fraud in physics. Again, if anything, that would kind of weaken the argument because it's saying it's not really a big deal. And so A does turn out to be our best response.